Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm Bobby Marcheso, and you're listening to The Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. In a moment, Denisa Perry, psychologist and filmmaker, will be joining us, because what if you could virtually sit soul to soul with a mystic sage? We're going to tell you exactly how to do that in just a few moments. But before we get started with all of that, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to our co-host, Maureen.
Warm.
Well, very warm. You know what I mean? Like my heart warmeth over.
Yeah, your heart warmeth over. Hello, Bobby.
Maureen, what is going on? How was your week? Did you have a good week?
It was very family-oriented of situations, but it's working out. Thank you.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, and another show. So tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do, where were you born?
Okay, I was born in Vegas, Las Vegas.
Were you really?
Yes, I actually was.
Did you know that?
Now you know. I was. And I
lived in Vegas for like 4 years. What, were you born in a casino, or how did that
No. work? My father was a vice president at Southwest Gas Company. He's the one who brought gas into Nevada.
He's the one that gave Vegas gas.
Gas and no more coal. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that is a show.
Yeah, so you never knew that about me. So yeah, I was raised in California, but yes, Rancho Circle.
Brilliant.
You know that area.
So tell anyway, us your amazing gifts, abilities, your skills, however you choose to phrase it.
My family doesn't say they're gifts, but I know that I'm an accomplished psychic intuitive consultant empath. The empath part is pretty intense, but I utilize tarot as my main tool, and I feel that tarot is a symbolic record of human experience. From all my studies, I'm self-taught. Yeah. And I really, really take my work seriously, but I have a great sense of humor. You got to.
Amen.
And I work at Psychic Access amongst all you, my favorite co-host here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. That was very fascinating.
You have it.
The best introduction you've had, I think. I haven't heard all of that from you before.
I get an award now.
Yes, you do. Yes,
thank you
do. But before you accept, let's move on to my other co-host, Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're feeling better.
I am feeling better. My voice is almost back to normal.
Incredible, because you had a regular accent before the cold, and now all of a sudden you sound kind of funny.
Like I'm from Vegas.
Like you're from Nevada, right. Utah, I was going to say, but close enough, yeah.
I brought British humor to Nevada.
Thank God, somebody needed to, really. So also tell us about your gifts, abilities, talents, and what it is that you do for us here.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Like you, I'm a psychic medium, and I'm interested in all forms of metaphysics, so I'm very honored to be able to study metaphysics and work full-time in this field. It's fantastic. I love being with Psychic Access, and I really enjoy the radio shows. I'm very interested in astrology, as you all know, Hermetic astrology, and at the moment I'm working on a project looking at mental illness and how to assess mental illness through natal astrology. So I'm focusing on serial killers and mass murderers at the moment, and it's extremely interesting.
That is interesting. And if you seriously, as an aside note, you know, if you need help with that, because you know the television show that I did, right?
Yes.
The conversations with, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know in what way I can help you, but if I'm able to, please let me know.
Absolutely.
And
Or
then,
could I assess your mental illnesses, Bobby? That would be
you,
helpful.
that was the other way I was going to offer to help, but you could pick that apart if you
I'm
want.
actually, I don't actually enjoy the radio show. I'm just here for research purposes because of the co-hosts.
Oh my God, you have a smorgasbord here.
No,
And
it's very
speaking of,
interesting. I will touch base with you on that because I know you were in that milieu, so I'll touch
yeah.
base with you on that because I'd like to get your input.
Well, and getting, getting in their heads and such,
Yes.
which is what part of my job was. And it was, yeah, it's crazy. And definitely makes you think, it makes you contemplate. You know what I mean? You look at them, I think, a bit differently than we normally do once you have that viewpoint. So, yeah, absolutely. And then I'll take top billing in your book. So, moving on.
You would
Let's
be
go on.
welcome, Bobby.
Notice how I didn't pause so that you could throw in any rebuttal. Lady Brenda, hi.
Well, I don't get a warm welcome, but that's okay.
No, you do.
I
They're
want mine sticky and gooey.
ew. What the hell is that? So tell us, Lady Bren, about yourself and your wonderful talents and gifts, and is there something that we don't know about you?
Oh, you know what? If there was, I wouldn't tell you because I'm secretive. I'm a Capricorn. I like to have my secrets.
You're mystical then.
I'm mystical, but I'm also a predictive psychic. And I specialize in dates, times, and places, and I work with all you lunatics to go along with Steve, lunatics here on psychicaccess.com.
Lunatics.
No, I'm
thank
kidding.
you
I'm
and
kidding.
and it's a
It's a
pleasure to work with you as well.
Well, you know what? It's actually a compliment because if, you know,
Yeah, it felt warm. It felt like a
it
compliment.
was supposed to be a warm and fuzzy. It really was.
All right, well, let's move on to our show tonight. Our special guest is Denisa Perry. She's a psychologist and a filmmaker. She was born in Argentina. She graduated from NYU with a BA in psychology and a minor in film. Now, what she's been able to put together is this evolutionary new documentary film called Awaken, Soul to Soul. It's won a few awards, and it is impactful in the way that there is spiritual awakening that happens through a one-on-one direct experience in real time with nine leading sages, healers, and teachers, one of which includes Barbara Marx Hubbard. So I can't wait to find it because this concept is so, I don't want to say it's abstract, but I can't wrap my head around it right now on how this is. So thank goodness Denisa is here because I would talk for the next 45 to 50 minutes trying to explain it, and I just big old fat couldn't. So Denisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So the first thing I have to ask you is, what is this concept? And then we'll get into how the ideas and things came to you. Explain it in sometimes you have to talk to me like I'm four, and I'm sorry about that, but what is this?
Okay, well, in a nutshell, it's basically taking spiritual cinema to the next level. I don't think that, film, the media in general has really been tapped into in terms of its potential to elevate the consciousness of the viewer or the listener. You know how we're all energetic beings and so is the video, camera and actually the camera itself. And the camera is actually able to pick up the vibration of the person who's speaking. And so what happens is what we've done with the film is we've shot all of the sages close up, looking straight through the lens of the camera at the viewer. And most of the sages are actually energetic healers. So when you're sitting in that way with the screen, you're actually picking up the energy, the healing vibration of the sage that's talking to you. The vision was actually to simulate the experience of sitting in a sage with a cave. People would, travel to the mountaintop to go get to sit with a sage, not only to get their wisdom, but to get the energetic upliftment, to get the energetic healing from the sage. because that's even more profound than just the words that are imparted. So my original vision was to basically energetically uplift and heal the viewer. So I think that we've had enough feedback already from people who have seen it that are sharing that they've actually experienced an altered state of awareness just by viewing the film in that way. So it's kind of cool. The film talks about the significance of this time period. It talks about humanity awakening, and at the same time offers the viewer the opportunity to experience that state of bliss, that state of oneness, as they're viewing the film, which I think is kind of cool.
Well, very much so, and I completely understand what you're talking about. I also am a Reiki master, and I know several exercises that I've done in the past are sitting face-to-face with somebody without muttering a word, just simply staring in the eyes, and doing that for 20, 25 minutes or so, which is no time at all, but the experiences that come through are absolutely amazing, the types of healing that can come just simply from that particular exercise. And that it sounds like a little, I mean, that's just scraping the surface of what it is that you're attempting to accomplish this. And but this is, you said that this has already gone out and it's already had a profound effect on those who have watched?
Yes. You can listen actually to other interviews that we've already had on our website and viewers' experiences, and they're all, you know, you need to be obviously open to it. I mean, if you're going to sit there, you know, kind of like, oh, this isn't going to do it. You know, you need to be open to the experience as if, you know, you're sitting with somebody, a close friend or a lover. I mean, you need to be open to receiving their energy to let it in and kind of, you know, fly with that person. But if you're open to it, it really does transport you to an altered state of reality. Transports you basically to the experience of your soul. You know how they say that the eyes are the road to the soul? So when we gaze into each other's eyes, you're actually connecting at that level of your higher self. And at that higher self, you know, the experience from that consciousness is the oneness. So basically that's what we're tapping into. The ability to elevate each other through that one-on-one eye contact, the gazing.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I've just not seen it done on film before. And yeah, you can't just be munching on your popcorn and eating your milk duds and trying to watch the movie, I think, at the same time. So tell me then, how did this vision start for you? Obviously something profoundly affected you early on in your life that the vision started, and then what kind of happened that you decided to put all of this on film, or how did that inspire you?
Well, as you mentioned, in college I had studied film and psychology, and back then I wasn't spiritual, quote unquote. I mean, I was, but I didn't know it. And at the time, my vision was to film psychologists one-on-one, you know, from the perspective of the patient. You know, I'm like, if you can like document this in the amount of time it takes to heal one person, you can heal thousands of people by filming the session. I mean, from the perspective of the viewer, of the person who's receiving the counseling, the healing from the therapist. And then and as I got older, I got more into my own spiritual journey, and I began my journey with author Don Miguel Ruiz, which is a shaman, back in the early 90s, before he was even well-known. And just by hanging out with him, just by being in his presence, I realized that I was, you know, moving into altered states just by standing next to him. So I realized that there was beyond his teachings. It was an energetic that was, you know, that he was imparting, that just being in his presence made you fly. Then I got the, you know, it just clicked that, wow, if you can film the stages and the way that I had originally envisioned to film the therapist, you can actually create that altered state, you know, for the viewer. So that was my inspiration.
Wow. And you're so right on. I mean, it's all... I don't want to say it's very Zen-like, but Zen is so far what I have discovered is the quickest path to all of that. But no words, you know, if we could give workshops, if they're not real popular nowadays to give workshops without saying anything, but one day it would be great to have a workshop where you just didn't say anything, because like you said, there's so much healing that comes just from being in each other's presence, especially somebody who is a healer. So then how did you put together the people who, first, let's do a rundown of who all is in the show, and then how did you get them to be on board? I wouldn't think it would be too hard, because the idea is that's it. You know, the truth is really, I mean, I think that they would be completely on board, but I may be wrong.
Well, let's see. So as a recapping, as you mentioned, it's featuring Barbara Marx Hubbard, John Major Jenkins, which, as you know, is an expert in the Mayan prophecies, Robert Thurman from the House of Tibet, Domingo Rees, the author of the Four Agreements, and Sri Sri Ravi Shankar from The Art of Living. And in addition to that, we have other not-so-well-known shaman, lamas, and other spiritual teachers that are also all imparting the same information about humanity awakening at this time. And what we need, you know, how we can, you know, the journey of awakening, in other words, about once we kind of go beyond the ego, we enter the higher self. And at that state, you know, we enter the oneness, which is actually what happens while you watch the film. So as I said, it's not just talking about the process of awakening. It's actually, the film takes you on a journey beyond the separated ego into the oneness of your soul.
Which is the ultimate form of healing.
Exactly, which is the ultimate realization, which is what we're actually trying to do here. You know, this is why we all came, to re-experience our own bliss.
Absolutely. Who have you found, or and I don't know if it's an appropriate question, because obviously the talents and amazing healing abilities with everyone who's in the film, have you found one for you personally, maybe, that has affected you more so, or which is one of these your personal teacher or somebody that you've followed?
Well, yeah, during the process of making the film, I became close with all of the people that were interviewed, but the
sure.
one, two of the ones that I, or three of the ones that I became closest to was Bonnie, Master Shaman Bonnie Saratori, William Lindell, and Rita I had worked with when I was studying with Don Miguel, so she was an old friend. But I think personally, I have a very strong connection with Bonnie from many past lives. And she actually was very instrumental in my own evolution during the process of the film.
Nice. And did they all just, I mean, did they just get it immediately, or was it a bit of a struggle to get everyone to come on board?
It was a struggle. I mean, you know, the ones that I mentioned got it immediately. You know, I just said I'm doing this film, and it depends on how, you know, how attuned you are, how psychic you are, but they all saw, you know, the vision, and then others were, you know, a little bit, you know, difficult. I would say that, but ultimately, whoever agreed to be on board on some level, they knew that this was, you know, they were meant to be on it. So it was kind of like a soul agreement to be on the film.
Yeah.
Because everybody ultimately has the same intention, to help humanity awaken.
Well, of course. And is there a reason why you chose 9, or did 9 develop into that, or did you have more and had to whittle it down, or?
Yeah, no, I mean, it just developed into that. And I was, like I said, I was just shown that whoever agreed to be on it was meant to be on it. You know, it's kind of like trusting spirit kind of guiding me to the people that needed to be on board.
Very nice. How long has this film been out?
It's been officially been out now. December 21st was our launch date.
And how did that go?
December 21st, 2012. It went well. You know, it's just starting. It's basically only been up for like 2 or 3 weeks. So I really appreciate you having me on the radio and letting people know we're here.
Oh, absolutely. And they can visit your website at awakenthefilm.com. And then they can host screenings as well. Is that right?
Yes, they can host screenings. And the actual website's awakensoultosoul.com, the same as the film.
Okay.
Awakensoultosoul.com. Yes, they can host their own screenings. We've also got an amazing world music CD that accompanies the film called Cave. That's got world music from all the different spiritual backgrounds. It's kind of like Buddha Bar kind of feel to it. So, you know, we've got Indian sitar, Hopis chanting, kind of like sacred spirit. We have all the North American shaman, South American shaman, South American flute music. So all, it's a nice mix of music, spiritual music with a group you can dance to. And in addition to that, we're going to be releasing meditations by each of the teachers that take you even further on your journey. So again, it's all about experiencing the oneness firsthand, not as a concept.
Have you noticed that with this film that it helps to have been on some type of a journey prior to this? Or can you, not knowing anything, just wanting to delve into something to try to search for that, you know, soul purpose? Seems like everybody has this search. Do you think that somebody could sit down and understand the concept of this?
Well, again, it's not about understanding the concept. It's about experiencing. It's an energetic. So all you need to do is be open to kind of relax and take it in, you know? So, yeah, that was the idea, is to expose as many people as possible to their own spirit, you know, to their own essence, because we are that. It's just about getting beyond the fear, getting beyond the ego, getting beyond the mind, and allowing that blissful energy to, you know, to go through you, to experience that. So everybody right. potentially can experience it. It's just about wanting to and being open to it.
I just think in my experience, I've noticed a lot of resistance in people. They can't get their mind out of the way. And sometimes you can't just say, well, experience it, because a lot of times they don't understand what you mean by that. You know what I mean? Like their heads just get too much in the way to just completely let go of the thinking. But I believe, or the way it feels to me, is that the way the concept is, the way the movie is, with when you're kind of staring eye to eye, that maybe that type of energy coming from the healer would just kind of influence the person, and maybe some of the resistance would just kind of dissolve.
Well, it's interesting because people experience it differently based on how they're coming into it. And I've heard also from some people that they got more out of it like the second time, because they were more like, okay, you know, at first they were a little bit more resistant because it was so new and kind of intimate, and they're not used to being kind of, gazed at in that intense, intimate way. But once they got through it, and then they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. They saw it again, and they were like, oh, my God. And they started, you know, going into all the states and experiencing all kind of movement and stuff. So, again, it depends on how open you are when you sit with it. And, if you find that you're resisting it, or, emotions or whatever come up, it's okay. It's being, you know, there's like a purging that happens. It's, it's transformational. It takes you on a journey. So, again, depending on where you are, when you sit with it, it's going to take you where you need to go, you know, to reach that state.
Right. And some people, I think, are a little bit self-conscious, too, and sitting in a whole room full of people or a theater full of people might cause them to, you know, kind of close up a little bit, too. So, but
that's what, go ahead.
In my experience, I was just going to say, with that many people, you get the release times that many. So it can be even more powerful, I think, with everybody releasing at the same time. But again, if people could just understand, you don't need to be self-conscious. Everybody is there for the same thing and going probably through the exact same things that you are.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we originally visioned it, like to have it, something that you can view on your computer, on your TV at home, in the intimacy of your loved ones, your close friends, or even on your own. If you don't, you know, some men, obviously, not that I'm judging, have issues with other people seeing them get emotional and stuff. This is something you can put on your laptop, you know, close the door and, you know, go through whatever emotions need to come out, you know, in the privacy of your home. So that's what I'm seeing. And even some people are kind of like resistant to even seeing a therapist, or resistant to going to see a shaman or sit with a llama or whatever. And this way they can experience that, like I said, in the comfort of their home and kind of taste what that feels like, you know?
Exactly. And I, like you said, I think they'd have to watch it more than obviously one time. There's something they can keep. They could use that as their meditation time and such. How long is the movie?
It's a 90 minutes. And actually, I've heard that from people already that, for example, they've had a hard day, or they're going through a difficult time, and they plug it in just to, like, reconnect, just to feel better. I mean, and that was the original vision, too, like a tool, you know, like, and you didn't even have to watch the whole 90-minute film. You can just turn it on for 10 minutes and get back, you know, back to center, back to that feeling of peace and oneness, you know?
That's amazing. So when So when did this journey start for you, for your personal development? I mean, it seems like, you know, you could tell that, like you were talking about, that you had many lifetimes with one of the healers in the film, and you could definitely tell that you're, you know, this isn't your first barbecue, and you've been around for a long time, but this just feels like such an elevated journey that you're just kind of flying through. So has it been just since you were a little girl, or did you have some kind of an awakening, you know, just early on in life?
I don't know. Well, talking about the other speaker that was on before me, was talking about her being a Capricorn. I'm actually Aquarius. So I guess I was, you know, talking about since I was little, I've always wanted to do something to help humanity. And it wasn't just like, oh, I have to help. You know, it's just like, I guess most Aquarians have that. That's our nature. We want to do something to help, you know, the masses or whatever. So, yeah, since I was little, I always kind of felt like, what's wrong with this picture? You know, why is everybody so, you know, where's the love? Where's the joy kind of thing? So, yeah, since I was little, I always wanted to do something to help people re-experience, you know, how life should be, you know, full of love and oneness and, you know, caring and all that good stuff, you know?
Absolutely. And then this is, when did you decide to finally start being a filmmaker and start going into that type of field?
Well, like I said, I had studied filmmaking in college. So since I was in my, you know, early 20s, I wanted to make films to help people, you know. But this particular film, we started filming it 6 years ago in 2006.
And have you made any other documentaries or shows prior to this?
This is my first one.
Oh, man, it's explosive for your first one. That's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You, again, maybe that's just that part of the trait, but there's just nothing like, you know, going straight to the deep end and diving in.
Exactly. Oh, I figured, yeah. Hey, might as well make a feature. I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, there's really no more time. And I figured, you know, I got one shot. Might as well, you know, make the best of it, so to speak, you know.
Well, and especially I love your release date. I mean, that's a given, isn't it, to release it on the day that you did. And that is the beginning. That is a discovery. That is, you know, the beginning. And that's exactly what we're doing. So this film is really, I think, kind of encapsulated that, and not, you know, just about what it is that we're going through and being nicer to one another, that type of thing. But you were born in Argentina, is that correct?
Yes.
And then when did you come over here to the United States?
This one I was like one. So even though I was
born. Oh, okay.
Yeah, very, very independent. No, just kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. So your parents put you on a plane and shipped you off, and
exactly
knew you were going to make it. So
right. I don't know, man. It's like, okay, I got my diapers. Let's go.
That's what else do you need really when you're a baby, right? Got my diapers, and that's pretty much all I need. That's
right.
It's just a crazy story, because it just seems and already feels, I guess, so popular, and like it does, it is hitting the ground running here. And I don't think you're having a hard time at all showing this to places. Are you going to be in any film festivals or anything?
I don't have any film festivals coming up in the works. But like I said, you know, the idea originally was that, you know, have people view it online. So, you know, that's my intention.
So they can go, what are they buy to download it or something, or buy to stream it?
Yeah, you can VOD it, or you can buy the DVD or the CD, download the CD.
Gotcha. And then what do you think, they were in a spiritual type of genre? Does this film, do you think that this film defines its own genre?
Yes. That's what we were talking about with my friends. It basically breaks the mold and creates a new genre. What I've been calling it is activation media. So because it's being, you know, it allows you to activate the viewer through media. To activate the consciousness, you know, to activate the viewer on a cellular level.
Right.
What? And I'm hoping that this will inspire other people to do similar kind of stuff with film, you know.
Because, well, of course. I mean, any idea like that is going to inspire and launch other creative ideas. You can't help but, especially when you're coming just right from the flow. I mean, if somebody can go watch Rocky and be inspired to create, you know, some other types of movies from that, this is going to, I think, inspire you know, it's like you said, it's launching a whole new genre. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get inspired from this. What are your plans with this now? So I know you're just kind of getting on the ground, but you obviously have visions for this and where you'd like it to end up. And I think, you know, obviously it consumes you, but isn't this just one brick in the whole, you know what I mean? Like already ideas maybe coming to you of doing other projects and such like this?
Yeah, of course. yes. I mean, on some level, I'm hoping that this is the beginning, you know, of where this is going to take us, you know, because it's about a humanity awakening. And in addition to this film, you know, I've already got, like I said, the meditations are already filmed. So they're going to be coming out in March. And the meditations, you know, take you even on a further level. I mean, really, we're talking about profound healing that these people are able to take you through. In terms of, let's say, we're doing healing, you know, the emotional body. So we bring in the spirit of your mom and dad, do the core emotional stuff, DNA activation, Buddhist meditation and compassion, breath work, whatever it takes to kind of peel back the layers and the hurt, you know, and the dark energies, and you know, reconnect with the light of our essence. You know, that's basically the intention. And you know, to offer this as a tool for people, get it out there to people, you know, who can't afford to take the plane to Tibet, you know,
and climb up a mountain and have a heart attack while you're trying to get to the cave.
Exactly. Or that say, hey, obviously I got issues from my childhood that, you know, I don't know of a good therapist or I don't know of a good healer, and just to be able to, you know, download the thing and get the healing online. I mean, I think that would be really cool.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break here in just a few moments. And then when we come back, maybe there's some tips or tools for us that you can give to us about how best to use this tool, or, you know, watching each individual person. Do we start with one sage more than another, or do we just watch all at once? I mean, which I think can be very overwhelming. And sometimes maybe you have to go through a few before you finally start to open up. But either way, we'll mention some of those, and then we'll talk more here after the break. But it's just going to be a real short break. So everyone who's listening, stay with us. Denisa Perry talking about this brand new, This I must say brand new, but it's so watery. It's an amazing, impactful documentary that we're going to talk more about right after this. Stay with us.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com.
And welcome back, everyone, to Psychic Access Talk Radio. I'm Bobby Marcheso, your host for this evening, even though we have our other co-hosts, Maureen, Brenda, and Steve. And we will be getting to our phone calls and things like that here after our interview, but please don't call just yet, so please wait a little bit before that happens. My guest tonight is Denisa Perry, who's a psychologist and a filmmaker who has... Well, I guess I'll find out, but I'm going to throw it out there right off, who has come up with this concept of Awaken Soul to Soul, which is the name of the documentary, and it's a one-on-one direct experience, experiencing the essence, the core of who it is that we actually are. I've always said that what you think you are is merely a perception. It's just thoughts. If you go beyond that, then... It is an incredible experience. You get actually into the flow and what it is, the core essence of who you are. And this film aims to do that and help you with that by virtually sitting in front of 9 different types of healers and I guess, are there mystics involved? I want to say like healers and mystics, but it's kind of sages, isn't it? And teachers and things like that, Denisa?
Yeah, well, it's all of the above.
I like that. D, all of the above.
Yes.
Did you come up with this idea yourself, or was it you and some friends? I mean, you have a partner in all of this. I don't want to leave him out of this.
Yeah, no, it was my idea.
I love that. It just seems so easy, but at the same time, I can't just picture you waking up in the morning going, you know, maybe we should do this.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's my calling. I feel like that's basically why I came, you know, to do this. So it's very strong. My desire is very strong to help people in this way.
Well, apparently, and you know, a lot of people have, I think, desires to help the world in this way, but they don't know where to start. Or how to do it. And I'm in total agreement. I love doing groups of audience members rather than just, you know, one person. I enjoy the one person, but there's nothing like reaching out to so many people. And since you guys just kind of got off the ground, I know it's hard to say, you know, where you're at right now, but is this being shown worldwide?
Yes. I mean, through the internet, anybody could see it around the world. We're already getting hits from all over.
Nice. Yeah. And are there plans already for a number two?
The number two, like I said, the next step is to get the meditations out, which should be coming out in the next couple months. And after that, yes, there are hopefully other films coming out in addition to this on different topics, all about, you know, why we're here and delving into our purpose, you know.
I would think that, so the meditations are going to be more like companion to this movie, yeah. Or can they stand on their own?
They can stand on their own, but they're supplemental, but it's featuring each of the teachers in the film. So Barbara's got her own meditation, Don Miguel's got his own meditation, you know,
right.
Each of the teachers have their own meditation, which runs around half an hour, 45 minutes. And it's just one-on-one with them. So literally, it's like just sitting with them, you know, okay, let's do this. You know, they guide you through that. They guide you through the process.
How have you found, and obviously you had to screen this, you know, prior to the launch date, I would think, you know, with yourself or whoever, I don't want to say test subjects, but you know what I mean, test audiences and such, yeah. to maybe watch some of this. But how do you find is the best way to watch this who did you decide to put first, you know what I mean, like it kind of gradually eases into it, or is it just like you and your personality where it's just bam, here it is, and you just start watching it? And I mean that, of course, in the best way, because that is so awesome, just to have no fear. I love that.
Thank you. No, I mean, it was the order was thought out in terms of literally like it takes you through a process. So the teachers are kind of like take your hand and kind of walk you through it. So it starts more like on the mental level. It's like, okay, this is what's happening planetarily. It's all about awakening, blah, blah, blah. Then we talk about, you know, why this time period is so important, why you're, you know, why the energy is so intense now. And then, you know, they take you into the shamanic world about, so it's basically a journey that they basically take your hand and take you on. And between the interviews, you know, we have the opportunity to kind of fly through nature, through the mountains, through the deserts, over the oceans, over the snow-capped mountains, whatever it takes to kind of take you even further into the essence of the sage that's speaking. So, in other words, the nature that surrounds you during each interview, kind of like embodies the essence and of the sage that's speaking, and the music that accompanies the film, which is featured in our CD Cave, also takes you into that. So it's a combination of the energy, the visuals, and the music that takes you into that state.
It definitely helps. A lot of people, you know, some newer people to meditation find that a combination of everything, like you said, especially the music and the visuals, that's very impactful as it is. But to actually have one of these sages do their meditations and walk you through is, again, that's just brilliant. I can't understand how that wouldn't start to impact a person within 10 minutes of just starting to see the film.
Yes, and that's what we've experienced. People say, oh my God, they realize like after like 5 minutes how completely different it is. I'm like, whoa, something's happening here, you know? So yeah. It's kind of cool.
What, you know, I'm just seeing like public panels and everybody getting together. I mean, I'm sure it was tough enough getting them to come together for the film, let alone, you know, maybe getting everybody as a panel on stage or something. But I mean, publicity wise, you know, people would, I think they would come from all over the place just to see these, not only the film, but obviously to see these people and to hear you explain it. And I mean, there's just such a draw. It just has such a different feeling from all of this. Is there anything that you have planned like that coming up at workshops or seminars about that?
Yeah, for sure. Workshops and seminars are key, and they're very much a part of my vision. So it's not just about the film and the meditations, but it's also about allowing people to come in and experience these sages firsthand, you know, and experience their healing energies firsthand. Because, you know, it's obviously intense also when you're actually in the physical presence of them as well.
Right. Amazing. I love it. I just love the whole concept of this. And it just seems like it's got nowhere to go but up. You know what I mean? There's just complete expansion from putting this out there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, tell me about your partner now. I don't want to mispronounce the name, but you also have, I mean, it's yourself and this is done through a particular production company, correct?
Yes, our company is called Guru Rendezvous Films, and right. My partner is called Pablo Diaco.
Okay. And then what is his background? Where does he come from and how did he get involved in all of this?
He's also Argentinian, and his background was also in film in Argentina. And he was fundamental in terms of the editing of the film.
Okay.
So he was the one to be able to like take my vision and kind of run with it and and help us create the film. So it's kind of like a joint, effort here.
What was the feeling, you know, when you guys were actually filming this, the behind the scenes type of thing? What was that like? Did you experience, I mean, they're just, you know, these people, obviously, Barbara Marx Hubbard and such, like you said, just being in their energy while they're there. I can't even imagine the day of filming because, you know, they have to be in their flow while they're doing this. Yeah, what was that like behind the scenes?
Well, it's interesting. Actually, when we were filming Barbara, she shared with me that 10 years prior to filming her, her guidance told her that she would be filmed in a way that, let me see if I can remember exact wording. She would be filmed in a way that her essence would be uplifting humanity or something like that. And while I was filming her, it just hit her that she suddenly remembered that her guidance told her this, that she would, this is what she would be moving into. And that's actually inspired her to do this thing, the event Birth 2012, and a lot of the clips that are filmed there are shot in a similar way that I filmed her. But what's interesting is that her higher self knew that this is what she was meant to do, and she told me that this was her purpose. Her purpose was to communicate directly to humanity in this way, soul to soul. Isn't that interesting? So that kind of blew me away. Yeah. It's like what I was talking about. It's like our souls kind of had this agreement. Our higher self knew that we had to come together and create this for people, you know? And so when I would meet people, they would see, you know, like people would say, hey, I was waiting for you. I mean, it's amazing. When I first met Bonnie, she said the same thing. She says, I've been waiting for you. I'm like, really? And it's kind of cool, you know. I'm like, really? You've been waiting for me? She's like, yeah, I was waiting for your call. And she also said that she knew that she was, you know, meant to communicate to people in this way. And talking about behind the scenes, when I was filming Bonnie, because I was actually sitting in front of all the sages in this one-on-one way during the filming. And when I was interviewing Bonnie, suddenly she became pure light. Literally, she disappeared and she became like a ball of white light. And it was so powerful. I almost fell off the chair. And I had similar experiences also with William Linville and a lot of the sages have that energy that kind of like literally blows past your mind. And I was like, man, I hope that the camera can pick this up, and I hope that, you know, people can experience this blast of light, because that's what I was picking up, and the camera was obviously picking up what I was viewing. So, and that's the experience, like I said, that our people are picking up. Or suddenly they kind of like, they don't know where they are, and they literally leave the space of where they're viewing the film. You know, they're transported.
Yeah, that's amazing. What a great journey just making the film. You know, how wonderful that experience must have been.
Yeah. I feel like I was blessed that I was given the opportunity to do this.
I'm also a television host, and I had visions that you would call me, and you never did, Denise.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. I'm just waiting by the phone. So anytime, really.
Okay.
What about, did you notice, like, after the phenomena that you were talking about, because I find that interesting, again, some of the experiences that you're going through when you were making the film. So as this person turning into light, did the camera pick up what you were hoping it would, or is it, it's got to be different when you're actually in person, but I know it translates very well onto film and through that type of media. But how did you find that what you experienced in person translated over to film?
I personally feel it when I view the film. I mean, it totally transports me. But like, I didn't know whether other people would be feeling it too, you know, and then I witnessed and I experienced that, you know, and the feedback was like, oh my God, it did that, just that, you know. One actually, other radio host was sharing that she was seeing sacred geometry while she was viewing the film, and that she was, you know, traveling and all that stuff. So the good news is that the feedback is that it works, you know. So luckily it's not just me, you know.
Absolutely. So here's an interesting question then. Well, I've got two of them, but one that just popped up into my head. So, yeah. And I'm not trying to be, I'm trying to be politically correct, but it's really difficult, isn't it, in today's world to be politically correct, because somebody's going to get offended. But what about blind people? I would think, and I know that energy through our voice and tones and intonation carries huge amounts of healing energy. And so how do you find it translates, or have you even tampered with that particular field yet?
I haven't particularly, but I know that, like I said, the energy is beyond the visions. I've had experiences where people say the energy was so intense they had to close their eyes. And they literally experienced it with their eyes closed. I mean, it's beyond the visual. It's beyond the personality. It's beyond, you know what I'm saying? It's beyond this reality, literally.
Absolutely. Just the visual parts of it, you know, like because that's what you're saying, you know, the each sage focusing in your eyes and staring that and going beyond. But yeah. I would think when they're in their light, you know, if you're blind, you're obviously your other senses heighten. And yeah. I would think you would still be able to pick up a dramatic sense of being beyond the human, you know, the self aspect of everything, and being able to still experience the energy.
Yes, and my understanding of people who are blind is that they're even more sensitive. The other senses, like you said, become more acute, more intense, and so I'm sure that they'll feel it more than most people, you know, will, because of their heightened sensitivity.
Absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with that. It would just be curious to talk with somebody who couldn't see that and see what their experiences are, because I'm betting that it's pretty much the same, you know, again, just because of the energy gets carried on the audio waves like that.
Right.
Did you experience, now, again, being a Reiki master and just doing what I do, sometimes the energy gets really heightened. I have a lot of problems with electronics. Oftentimes computer starts acting up, my cell phone, little things like that. Did you have any of this phenomena that might've been happening when you guys were filming this? Were there any like battery drains or, you know, anything else like that?
Yeah, actually with Will, a few times the camera, would say it was recording, and then we'd play it back, and it was all black, you know. So right. That happened a few times with him, because the energy was so intense, the camera couldn't pick it up. It was interesting. So I had to actually ask him, can you tone it down a little bit so we can capture this? No.
Oh, okay. You have to tell this shamanistic sage, could you back off for just a little?
Yeah, just tone it down a teens so the camera can pick it up. Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's so great. And see, yeah. That's why I'm saying I think that, I mean, I know each of these people are popular in their own right, but live seminars that do something like this would just to experience that particular energy that went into this film. There's different energies. Like when I teach my workshops, there's different energy that goes into a workshop than if I'm doing a particular healing. Do you see what I mean? And so the healing and intent that goes behind this movie has its own space, and it would be great to experience something like that. And I think it would be very popular. I'm of course, I'm giving you all this advice, but I'm just saying, I think it would be awesome to have public events like this.
Yes. Yes, for sure. That's the vision, is to, get a room full of people. And that's what these people specialize in, energetic healing. They could literally get in, and I've witnessed this in workshops with these people, myself, specifically with Bonnie and Will. You can have the vision is eventually have 1,000 people in a room and doing an energetic clearing and energetic healing on all the people. That's what they do, that's their gift. And that's what you're receiving when you view the film. For you, or if you have a room full of 100 people, you're all going to get the same energetic healing.
Absolutely. That's why I it's always been my experience in not only taking workshops, but giving workshops, that the number of attendees, when one releases, all release, and it's however many times, however many, and it can be just so much more dramatic and powerful when you have that many people in a room experiencing all that simple flow.
Exactly, and I have memory of other times where that was basically how we spent the day. One person would have a vision, share with the group would elevate, somebody else would come back with another heightened state of awareness, and share that, and it's like we'd all go raising together, and I think that somehow has been lost, our ability to elevate each other as a group. Now, thank God, through the internet and the computers and the films and all that, we have the ability now to literally uplift the masses in this way, energetically uplift each other, which is obviously my vision, and we have the ability to do that. It's just about letting people know we're here and, getting the love, getting the light, getting the upliftment out there.
And this opportunity did not exist 50 years ago, even sooner than that, before the internet, before Al Gore invented the internet, of course, and before the 90s, you couldn't reach the masses.
Right, exactly.
In this particular way, and I think this time period is perfect.
Yeah,
wonderful,
exactly.
Wonderful. Give me the web address now so people can go tonight and download this and experience it, correct?
Yeah, it's awakensoultosoul.com.
And then please let her know feedback. I don't want to say it's still like a test pilot, but I mean, this is it. And I would think any information that you experience while you're watching this is going to be helpful. And see, I can't even tell you, it was a joy to experience you this evening. And I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I think we're trying to arrange for one of the other people who are either in the film to come on the show as well in a few weeks, and we can talk more about it from there. I can't wait for that to talk about it more from their perspective as well. But thank you so much for sharing all that you have, and again, this is pretty brilliant on your hands. It's a pretty bright light. It's amazing. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay, Denisa. And please just take care and Godspeed. We'll talk to you another time, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. So crazy, crazy opportunity, concept, and exactly what it is that I think that we all need to head, especially on this journey. So what an interesting concept, and definitely just scratching the surface, I think, with this tonight. But let's take just a few moments Before we go to the second half of our show, we'll have our free on-air readings coming up with, of course, our gifted psychics and hosts. And we'll announce the call-in number in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that and be sure to have the pen and paper ready. If you're unable to catch last week's show, you'll find all of our previous shows recorded in the archive link. So you go to our website and click on the archive tab, and it will have not only, again, last week's show, but all the previous shows on Psychic Access Talk Radio. Feel free, of course, to circulate these links, future show details. If you think that there's something that comes up for your friends or your family, please forward that on to them and let them know about it. Of course, you know, like Denisa, we want to connect with as many people as possible, and we get to do that through here. So absolutely wonderful. Also, be sure to visit our psychicbloggers.com site and learn everything about paranormal, reincarnation, the how-tos of psychic development. All of our psychics at psychicaccess.com have written articles and have put it out there, and they're there for you to read and learn from, and you could find out just about anything that you wanted to. So please be sure to visit that again at psychicbloggers.com. And if you're interested in a reading, of course, from the best professional psychics on the net, come visit us at psychicaccess.com. The best verified, accuracy tested psychics. Each one of us have our own unique gifts, and each psychic has a detailed profile. You can find out more about them. You can choose from a list of these different psychics. And again, you can see who it is that you might connect with more, or who might be able to connect with you in a way that you're needing at that moment. But Doug and Psychic Access, it's been great working for that company, because again, the expectations that are required of each of the psychics that are brought in is top notch. It's high standard. All of the co-hosts here as well, Steve, Maureen, and Brenda, work at Psychic Access Talk Radio. They work at Psychic Access, the site, psychicaccess.com. And if you'd like a personal reading from any one of us, you can visit psychicaccess.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And also, just as a side note, site owners, and if you're a webmaster, keep in mind that you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading on traffic that is referred to us at Psychic Access. So if you want some more details, all you have to do is you'll take a link embedded in your site, and then everybody that comes to the Psychic Access gets a reading, 50 cents a minute. Again, remember, if you like the show, it would be great if you could invite your friends to join us. And if you didn't like the show, keep your mouth shut. It's a simple rule, really. You can listen.
Sorry.
No, thank you, Maureen. But that was my symbol, you coming on and laughing, so I appreciate that. There's something for everybody here on this show, so please spread the word. We very much appreciate it. All right, now I'm going to give you the call-in number, but please don't call just yet. It's going to be about another 15, 20 minutes while the host and I kind of chat it out. But when it's time to call, 724-444-4851. Would be the number. And again, we're going to probably about 15 or 20 minutes. We'll start announcing that. So I'll let you know for sure when to call in. But meanwhile, let's bring our hosts into the forum, and let's start off with Steve tonight. And when she said there was somebody, I can't remember. Said, but a friend of hers who was watching the film and then saw Sacred Geometry, you know, coming out. I can only imagine the experiences that we all might have with it, but especially you, Steve, to watch that and go into this. I would be really curious as to what your experience would be while watching it.
Yeah, I'd be interested to watch it, actually. I like these spiritual documentaries. I find them very interesting, and I'm very interested in gurus as well. And there are some very, very interesting people or speakers in that film. But you know, I'm a big fan of Sacred Geometry. I've been reading The Secret Flower of what's it called, The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life by Drunvalo Melchizedek. That's absolutely mind-blowing. And when you just look at all of the patterns in nature and how everything correlates to sacred geometry, it's absolutely fascinating because it reminds you, Bobby, how there is this divine source behind everything, even behind, you know, a snail's shell, everything in nature. It's just incredible. So I would be very excited to watch the documentary.
Because everything, you know, everything is a thought, isn't it? It's everything material once was a thought, and to feel that, and you have to look at intricacies, you know, of our daily lives and the things that go into, you know, what we eat, what we drive, and like I said, even just looking at a snail shell when you're meditating, like walking along the beach and just being so present, it all really starts to come together, and you find out an amazing wave of energy that completely exists all the time, but we're so not paying attention to it because we're rushing off to work, we're trying to get our kids to school, yada yada yada. And so yeah,
we miss the point, don't we? We miss the point, because I often say this, but I say it again just because I find it so interesting. When you study metaphysics, you see how everything is correlated. You see how the planets and the signs of the zodiac correlate with the major arcana, the Hebrew alphabet, our alphabet. You can look at the numerology of words and trace that back through to astrological archetypes and symbols, the tarot deck as well. And you can see that the meaning is encoded in everything. Even then, when you look at animal medicine, you look at the meaning of an animal, whether it's to the Native American Indians or to other people, other civilizations, then when you break the word down and you break down the code of the numbers and cross-correlate that with, for example, tarot and astrology, you see that there's an explanation behind the general meaning of the animal. And it's the same with everything. You can correlate flowers to numbers, colors to the planets. It goes on and on and on. And I think you're right, Bobby, that we live such busy lives that we get caught up in just what's occurring within our consciousness rather than tuning into the collective consciousness and understanding that everything is meaningful. Everything is meaningful. Even the bird that lands on your terrace in the morning brings some kind of message if you reflect. And I think that we tend to live almost asleep, really, because we're not paying enough attention to the signs and messages that spirit are giving us. So I often think of tragedies around the world, the fact that there are famines in Africa, and see, we think that that's something separate from our experience of life, that that's something tragic happening in Africa that's not correlated with our experience of life. But in actual fact, those people, those tragedies are like the canary in the mine, reflecting that there is something severely wrong with the collective consciousness. And if you think of it, there is something severely wrong if we don't actually collectively say, let's fix some of those problems. So there's every which way you look, there are messages, there are symbols, there are codes to be unraveled. It's just incredibly interesting.
Absolutely. You know, there's just so many different vibrations that we're all living on, and people don't think they quite understand. They feel that something's missing, that they're not in tune with that very subtleness, and then they go on this searching for it, and it's like, no, there's no searching, there's no seeking, there's only stopping doing the things it is that you're doing that keep you away from the flow or keep you from not being able to focus on the other subtle energy. So great insight. Thank you, Stephen.
My pleasure.
So Lady Brenda, you know, you're self-taught. Are you self-taught in all of this pretty much?
You know, in the psychic work, mostly yes.
So what about...
But not the metaphysical. The metaphysical, I have had several teachers and actually like sages and stuff. I've had quite... So that's why this... I actually found your guest and what she's trying to do in her vision really amazing because, I mean, you got to admit it. I mean, the times are changing in which we absorb this type of spiritual enlightenment. I mean, we used to go to the bookstores. Well, bookstores are closing everywhere. I mean, Barnes & Noble is going to be closing. And to have this available on the internet, which is everybody's on the internet, everybody's got their phones, their iPads, and to be able to connect with a shaman or a teacher or a healer, you know, and to, you know, receive this type of energy and messages, you know, it's, I feel it's very personal. It's a lot more, I mean, you actually see them almost face to face. And I really love her concept. I know where she's going with it, and I'm hoping that she's successful to, you know, break this kind of, and I don't want to say there's a stigma on documentaries that, you know, a lot of filmmakers don't take them seriously. Oh yeah, it's a documentary, blah blah blah. But really, you know, these people that she's having, you know, that are part of this film, these are people who are, I mean, they've got a lot more, I mean, I don't want to like diss people who are, you know, actors or whatever, because I know you're an actor, but they have a lot of credence, more credence and a lot more training than some of these people that are in these like action films and shoot 'em ups and just, you know what I'm talking about?
It's just a different type of movie. It's crazy.
It is. And I think that it's, I mean, I know where she's going with this and I wish her well. I hope it opens up that way. I mean, and especially when she's got the added, you know, the added meditations and all that other stuff that's included with this. And what I was interested to hear, which I guess it's on her website, I could find that out, is, you know, she probably represents each one of these of her, you know, people that she interviewed, and, you know, that would, you know, kind of open the door. Maybe you can buy their meditations or become a part of their whole spiritual thing. And I had a question too, but I didn't get a chance to ask it because, you know, I don't know what your experience is, Bobby, like when you're like doing like psychic work in front of the camera and stuff. Do you feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this has been my experience, like especially with the crystal ball and reading, that energy of the cameras and the lights and that electrical kind of energy almost like enhances the messages that you get. Have you noticed that?
At first with cameras, I remember we arrived at a location, it was dark, and it was our very first shoot of the night, and I was tuned in and ready to go, and then all of a sudden the cameras came on, and this huge spotlight on the camera and just shined on me, and they're following me, and it threw me off at first. And then I really had to learn to just pay attention to my own thing while the cameras were running. And then it morphed into, after a couple shoots, and I got used to the camera crew and you know, again, these cameras being right in your face while you're trying to focus what you're doing, that eventually, yes, the energy, and sometimes not to a good degree, because we would go into a place that I felt had really great energy to it. In other words, something that we could get EVPs and some type of you know, ghostly experiences, and the camera crew and the whole lights and everything like that was just too much, and sometimes we wouldn't get evidence that we were looking for. And then after the camera crew would leave and we're all packing up and getting ready to walk back into the location, activity, you know what I mean? So enhance, but it also, I think, can hamper in some ways, depending on, because you're talking about, I mean, we had a crew, you know, sometimes we had two cameras. You're talking about eight people doing, you know, audio and with the different camera works, and you have the assistant to the camera people, and just too many, you know what I mean? But if everybody was on page, everybody was into it, and especially when there was a sound, like at one, we were at a prison, footsteps were coming through, you could have heard a pin drop, obviously, from the camera crew, because they knew.
That's what I mean. It's just, if for some reason, there's this connection that happens almost electrically with that, you know? It's like an electricity.
When everybody started focusing and everybody was in to hear these footsteps, dynamic. It was so much more. You're right. Thank you, Lady Brenda.
You're welcome.
Queen. Miss Maury.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Yes, Bobby?
Back
to me. Well, I was a little bit I thought she was a great guest, but I was having a hard time following. You know what? Maybe it's just my mindset right now. I'm sorry, you guys, but collectively.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry about everything. It's dysfunctional.
No, that's okay. Listen, it's just a matter of, I mean, you understand the concept that she's talking about, these people staring into your eyes. I don't know if you've ever done that exercise, but I think you know how we connect with people quite a bit, but through the eyes, and I know that you've had that connection before.
Right, yes.
And with that, I can imagine too, like Steve, I can only imagine some of the things that you would experience. Have you ever been around shamans or gone through any of those type of ritualistic things that have really heightened your sensitivity?
Well, yeah, I had a I think I talked about this at one show long ago. I had a shaman do work on me. I mean, I was, how would you say? I think I told you guys it was a great experience. A shaman do some work on me. His ritual, I mean, I was there and he did some stuff that was, I told you, so, you know, they spit on me. sprayed the flower water, you know, from Peru, and did a lot. Right. He was a shaman, yeah, and did some work on me. He was trying to help me get through some stuff that was going on, and it was quite enlightening, and I'd never had that. I'd never experienced that before. This was about 10 years ago. And, yeah, so yes, I have. And not to mention, I have had other people or experiences with a very dear friend of mine who's she's actually she was awarded the story, one of the major storytellers for the elders. I forget what American Indian, I forget what tribe was for, but yes, and she and I have done some work together. But you know, what was interesting, because she's talking about film. Your guest was talking about film, and there's one thing that crossed my mind, and I don't know if this is even going to connect with this, but when I was in college, I was a philosophy major, and I took this course in sociology, and it was a course about film. It was called a violent film in our culture, but what things you could get out of it as far as being more enlightened. And there was one film, and Bobby, you may know of this because of your acting background, but there was a film, very old film called The Tenant.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of that movie?
I have, yeah.
It's pretty intense. And so what we were to do is to watch this. So we watched this, and it was very profound and intense. But then we were to write up something about what we got from it. And the thing is, what I got from that, which was this real spiritually connected, was a sense of emotional isolation, although the movie was all around, I can't go into it, but, and then also one called The Palm Broker, which had to do, well, whatever. That's when I was listening about her film, those films really did have an impact on me, and also in spirit, in my work, let's put it that way, it did, because it, but, you know, I don't know if that even has anything to do with what, you know,
it absolutely does.
Okay, great. Then I'm okay then.
We're talking about how film impacts. I mean, again, you can't take an Italian to see the movie Rocky and have him not want to walk out and start kicking everybody's butt. You know what I mean?
Right.
So these movies have a direct impact, and what you're talking about is exactly what she's doing, but it's a direct impact rather than watching characters on the screen and being impacted. This is direct to your soul.
Right.
You're involved yourself in the movie in a slightly different way.
No, and actually I did get that, and having different people to where you'd be able to have the opportunity, like looking in, you asked if I've ever had any experience with shamans or anything like that. This way people that haven't had that direct experience would be able to get that in what she's doing. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's, and that is fantastic. Absolutely. No one else I've heard ever do that, ever has come, and like Brenda brought that up, it's a new genre, you know, she's innovative, innovation is what she's doing.
Well, yeah, and you know, I don't want to talk, I'm not talking negatively about her movie, I'm just talking bigger picture. Let's just say, devil's advocate, that the movie doesn't do so well. It's so important because it's the first step, and I think it definitely is cleaving the way of other movies and other things that may come towards this. You know what I mean? Like this is just the first brick in the yellow brick road of everybody else who may come along and be inspired by this and do things in a different way. Not that I see her movie flopping. I'm just saying overall, this is the impact. She could stop doing what she's doing tomorrow when this movie has already made its mark, made its impact, and has already changed the way things are. Obviously, you're not going to abandon ship just yet, but just saying.
Others after her, people after her will probably follow in this too, and I think it is a great thing. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely, I said first.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, sweetie. So, Stephen, have you ever, you know, I've not been in experiences with shamans, however you pronounce it. The only, I've been invited, I think, to a couple of sweats, which I would love to do, but have not. And the only experience I've had is with Tibetan monks. I remember interviewing them for my television show and being surrounded by them and having them, you know, around to me. And it was an amazing experience. Have you done any ritualistic things like that has impacted you in what you do?
I haven't done much of that, actually, Bobby, no. I haven't. I haven't even been to a sweat lodge. I've been to a sauna.
I've taken a shower.
No, I haven't been to even a sweat lodge. There is a sweat lodge near where I live in Tennessee, but I haven't actually ventured up there. But I can tell you a really interesting story about a guru. I worked with a consultant who had to go on a business trip to Hong Kong. And when he came back, he told me that he was in Hong Kong and this old disheveled man just came up to him and said, "I came here to speak with you." And Kevin said, "Well, I don't know you." And he said, I only come down here once every year, and it's specifically to provide information for one person, and you are that person." And he proceeded to tell Kevin all kinds of things about himself and his life and was exceptionally accurate and gave him information about the future and his role. Kevin does a lot of work in the Middle East, and it was just fascinating. And Kevin wasn't somebody that really believed in metaphysics or the kind of work that we do. But he was just blown away by the fact that this old man came up to him, told him his life story, and gave him information about the future, saying that he'd come down from the mountain specifically to give this information to him. So I found that a very interesting story.
Absolutely. I like how you opened that. No, I've not, Bobby, but I've taken a shower. I've done that.
No, a sauna. I said I've been to a sauna.
I know. I heard what you said. do you ever think you would participate in those types of ritual? I can see you doing that.
I would like to. It just hasn't happened. I have participated a lot in groups of people doing transmediumship. And I went to Stansted Hall, the College of Psychic Studies in, Stansted. It's just north of London. And I did some transmediumship workshops there. They were absolutely fascinating because you see people go into trance and you see the spirit guides actually taking control of the medium and speaking to the group. So I've done some very interesting things like that. But no, I haven't been to any ritualistic dances and things like that. But I'm sure it will happen. I've got a Peruvian shaman who's joining us as a guest. And he's actually Mary Lamondo's partner. And I'm going to get him as a guest because I feel that would be a really interesting show. And I think actually I'm meeting him and Mary later this month in February in Tennessee. So maybe that will be my first experience of shamanism.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully you'll get to do it and tell us of the experience that you had.
I certainly will.
Love it, love it. All right, everyone, this is the time we've been waiting for. If you're looking to give us a call and ask a question, that would be awesome. 724-444-4851. That's the number. we kind of go in a round robin type of a way where you'll get to talk to each one of the co-hosts in an order that we have. If you could just do us a little bit of a favor, sometimes we have a lot of phone calls that come in and we want to spend some good quality time with everyone, but we have to limit that time a little bit. And if you could be really kind of pointed and direct with your question, we may have to cut you off if you start asking a bunch of questions, and I apologize. You just try to keep it to one question if you can. And there'll be interaction, of course, but what I'm saying is that direct one question, it gives us the best opportunity to help you in a great way. So please, again, give us a call, 724-444-4851. Up next, my co-host, Brenda, and you have a caller from Illinois.
Yes. Hi, Illinois. How are you? Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
There we go.
Oh, I'm fine. What can I do for you this evening? What do you need to know?
I have a family member. She basically was just re-diagnosed with cancer. It spread it again. And mm-hmm. I'm just really worried about her being okay.
Okay. Well, you know, there are some things that we can't talk about as psychics having to do because we can't give medical advice. But I can just tell you what I see, what's kind of ahead for her and stuff. I do see that, first of all, I feel that the core of her health is really strong, even though she has been diagnosed with this. And it is worrisome. But I do feel that in the next 6 weeks, there's some sort of opening and an opportunity to beat this back or kind of throw some of this stuff into remission. I also see that she will be filling out papers for a different type of either medical care or a different type of hospital or avenue in which she's going to take with her doctors. And I feel that this is very positive. It's almost like switching horses in midstream, but I feel it's time that maybe she needs a second, third opinion. So, you know, I know you're really concerned about what's going on with her, but know one thing, this thing isn't over yet, and she's very strong, and she's got an inner core of health, and, you know, I see a lot of that. She's kind of, she's upbeat. She's okay. You know, she's a fighter. When's her birthday?
She's January 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's going to be pretty positive through this. And these are the people who make it.
Okay.
You know? So. That's what
I
see, my dear.
About that. She's supposed to go to Atlanta to visit the Cancer Centers of America because they accept her insurance now. Well, they will in February, so.
This is the paperwork that I see. And, you know, you're going to get very positive results with this. This is the right thing to do right now. It's the next step.
I appreciate you speaking with me.
Pardon me?
I said I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. And if you need any more details, you can always call us at psychicaccess.com, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's funny. She says thank you for spending time with her, but yeah, Brenda didn't have a choice, sweetie. We made her. So,
you know what? I was a willing slave for probably one of the very first times in my life. No,
no, but that was a really lovely reading, Brenda.
It was.
You
very
know,
lovely.
You know, this is the thing. I feel that, you know, these are very valid questions that people have, and we do have to be careful in the way that we impart this information, but it looked positive for her.
So. Yeah, you always have to. People get so concerned. I had somebody that called me today and wants to meet with me and stuff, and they have to make a decision medically, and it's such a scary thing. And it's like, well, look, I'm not going to tell you what you need to do, just so you know. Before we even start this appointment, I don't know what you're expecting, but I'm not going to tell you what to do, but we can get you to a place
exactly.
where you feel what you can do and what the right course of action is for you.
Exactly.
It is difficult. Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome.
Steve, also from Illinois, we've got somebody on the phone for you.
Thank you. Who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Rose.
Hello, Rose. How are you?
Fine. I'm from Illinois also. How are you?
Great. I'm well, thank you, Rose. I feel like I know you.
Oh, thank you.
I do. I feel like I know you. I'm not sure why, but I just have this really strong feeling that I know of you. Well, Rose, how can we help?
Oh. Well, where is my Prince Charming? I'm waiting. I've kissed him before. Now I'm ready to meet my prince.
Let me see. I feel that he's close. I feel as I'm drawn to May, to be honest with you. I feel as though you've got a really healthy outlook now, Rose. I feel that you,
yes,
you feel really comfortable with yourself and you're enjoying life. I don't get the feeling that you are living with the thought that you must find a relationship, you must be in a relationship. I feel as though your self-esteem is good now. And I feel as though you're really making great progress and really enjoying life, making the most of yourself. And I feel that actually you will meet two people. I feel that you meet one of them in May and another in September. But I honestly believe that it's when we really create a relationship with ourselves and we really love ourselves, we fall in love with ourselves, that's when wonderful things happen. Because if you think of the law we speak of the law of attraction, and I don't mean physical attraction in a romantic sense, I mean the law of attraction, the fact that we attract what we're resonating, then
that's
it makes sense
life.
to say when we're loving ourselves, when we're feeling good about ourselves and our lives, and we're detached from this absolute need to be in a relationship or to have someone complete us, that's when we attract a healthy partnership. And I feel that you absolutely will. So I'm drawn to May, but also to September. But I feel you've got a lot to look forward to, and you're making good decisions. I feel as though your work's a little challenging.
Yeah, it can be sometimes.
Yeah, I feel that work is challenging, but I feel that your finances will improve this year and you'll have more flexibility. I also feel that the gentleman that comes into your life is successful. I can see from the cards that this is a gentleman that is successful in his work. And so I feel that you'll be with somebody that, you know, can share the responsibilities of life. And it seems exciting. You've done a lot of good work on yourself.
Yes, I have. Like a makeover.
Yeah, makeover. It's great. It's really great. I don't feel that you'll stay
physically.
In Chicago.
Mentally and physically.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. I don't feel that you'll stay in Chicago, Rose. I feel that you'll move from Chicago in about 2 years, just under 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully it'll be with that partner, that relationship.
Well,
you do need to make sure you socialize. You have a tendency to be a little bit too insular at times. So make sure you get out there and socialize.
Oh, okay. I surely will.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Rose. It's good to talk to you.
Good luck to you, and thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Rose. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Nice, Steve. Thank you very much, sir. Up next, we have Maureen.
Yes.
You have a telephone call from California.
Thank you, Bobby. Hello, California.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. And what's your name?
My name is Amelia.
Amelia? Hi there. And I'm ready for you. What can I help you with?
I have been in transition. My career kind of has been. I've been trying different things. I'm a freelance. Many things. And I've been trying to do different things, and none of them are quite bringing the income yet. They haven't quite panned out. So my question is, what is the one area that I need to focus on that will be the most lucrative, and when will the income start?
Okay. I think I follow you pretty well. I know I do. Okay. This is what I'm getting. I do see that you, okay, I do see that things didn't work out recently with something that looked like it would have been really great with somebody that was really down to earth. It looks like a man was involved with this. But, you know, what the hell does it go? Be careful what you wish for. It might come true. It's like things that you wish would have happened with this didn't pan out. It didn't follow. It didn't pan out like you'd wanted. What I'm seeing is that the best thing I'm getting is something about what you did in the past that maybe you put aside, but something that you were really involved in, and this goes back years, it looks like to me, that you, maybe it started as a, you thought maybe it would be a hobby, but it's work, I see creative, working with your hands, either, I don't know, I like I said, I don't know exactly what freelance you do, but I see hands or rendering or with pencil, I'm not sure, but something that you put,
I do artwork.
You do?
I do graphic design and art.
Okay, so you do use pen, or you, there's, okay. So you, this is what something. The something that you did, like I said, just something that was maybe put aside, like I said, just, you know, I'm going to ask you, it's a while ago, maybe, you know, 6 to 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you were doing at that time with your creative work?
Yeah, I started my freelance graphic design business 7 years ago.
Okay, so I guess what I'm getting at is to go, I'm seeing you going back as like an apprentice feeling, but it's going to be fantastic. Grabbing hold of what you did back then, looking through some of the stuff that you worked on. And I see, I wish I could articulate better how I'd like to put this, but it's something going back in time. I'm not saying you hold on to the path, back in time. And I see by March, there's going to be like a whole new feeling of a new beginning with this. And it's like taking some of the, like if you started that at the time, there's been a lot of things that have happened since then, of course. But there's something about going back to that time period that will give you a aha moment of some sort of that how you can reinvent or something or another. But however it means, I just see by March, there's a whole new beginning and feeling of this, but it all comes from the past of what you were doing. And so... And I also see a change of residence. I see financial success with this. I also see you working in a change of residence in your newer environment, really positive, where you'd be working directly out of your own home. And also you're being exhausted. Also in need of great rest later. You know, this is a really, this is a crossroads for you right now. And I just feel that if you go back to where, you know, you started something in the beginning all those years ago before everything else came about. I see you being on your own and really making something really good happen and like I said, redoing it or reestablishing something. And it just looks like it's a fantastic thing. Now, I hope I probably, like I said, if I could articulate better, I also see that there'd be somebody that wants to help financially invest in there's money that would back this as well. Partnership, anything to do with the partnership, I don't see to be very positive. I see more of you doing this on your own, except for someone helping as far as the money part goes. It wouldn't be under a partnership type of deal. And I don't know, are you following me on this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are? Great. It's, you have some really great things to look forward to. But like I said, I see you doing this on your own. You've got it going on. There's definitely something going on here. It's fantastic. But like I said, I feel March is going to be, it will be really, it's not that far away, actually. It's going to be a brand new start, new beginning, but something that you had already been doing many years ago. It's really good.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope I helped you.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Maureen.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know if you heard me. I thought maybe I was breaking
No,
up.
I put myself on mute. You're sweet. No, thank you, Bobby.
Oh, I love you, Maureen. So, we still have room for you to give us a call if you'd like to. Let me give out the number again, 724-444-4851. Remember, when you talk to either one of us, if you have more questions, sometimes it does that, doesn't it? When you're talking and you have more questions that want to come out or question about something different, you can always do that by visiting us at psychicaccess.com. You can either connect with any one of us, or if you say with Maureen, if you didn't finish up with her and there was more you wanted to ask her, you can find her right on there. And it would be lovely to hear from you. Just visit us there. And we're going to, again, if you can call in, that would be awesome. And we've got Az in the chat room that wants to ask a question. It says she's joined online dating. Will things work out? Well, as I think that it feels to me like your chances have definitely increased with the online dating. I think it shoots through a lot of, God, what do I want to say? You know how sometimes you meet a lot of people and then it's disappointing, or you just don't connect with people for a while. And I think definitely this has increased your chances quite a bit and will rake through some of the muck, as it were. I feel that you stand a really good chance, and I think that you'll really end up connecting with someone, and then, you know, then comes the meeting of them and things like that if you should decide to take it further. So, yes, you're going to have luck with this, and I think that it's a good time. I'm supposed to ask you from Maureen if Az is an Aussie, and I don't know why. Maybe she's just joking. You're from Australia. I thought it was something else, but anyway, so online dating, yes, I think that it's a good route for you, and connecting with someone, it's not going to take long. I think that's one of the things about the whole online dating, isn't it? That you know, you really weed through some of the people there, and it kind of matches up right with you. You have to be completely honest, you know, on your profile, I would think, and so that you can draw the right type of person to you. But I don't think you're going to have any problem getting responses. Now you just have to see how you feel about each one of those, and then carry it on from there. So yes, it will be successful for you. How about that? Okay, Steve, you are up next, and we have a question in the chat room that she wrote out. Her name is Bree. Do you see it there in the chat room?
I can look. Let me see, Bree. I called into the show and talked to you. You told me that my son wanted us to check the chairs in the kitchen or dining room because there was something wrong with the legs. Well, I had my husband check the dining room chairs, and the one I sit on, the side rung was getting ready to slip out, and the leg could have collapsed. Thank you. Oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, that's from Brewer's feedback, not a question. So the chair was saved.
You saved her life.
Saved the chair, yeah.
Brilliant. Nice.
It's good stuff. It's nice to get feedback we don't often get. Feedback.
Well, I get it
so
all. I
great.
Get feedback all the time, though, don't you?
Yeah, I hear from people every day, Steve.
I don't know where you're.
Well, great to know they're actually listening, not just like do.
No, actually, it is nice to get feedback, and I have received some from not in the chat room, but afterwards, from people. I'm not making this up, okay? But to all those that have given us feedback, it is nice to get. It's not for ego gratification, but it's nice to know. Like when I was asking the last call, are you following me? Because sometimes you don't know.
It's helpful, isn't it? You know, it's not that we're looking for feedback or if we're right or not. Or at least for me, I just, you understand what I'm saying, right? So if you're not and you're tuned out to everything because you're hung up on one thing you didn't understand, I want to go back. Make sure you understand what I'm talking about. So any information that comes out from here on forward, you're getting. But people just shut down. They're like, oh, I didn't understand. Now nothing makes sense. You know. Right. So it's nice to get the feedback of, yes, I get what you're saying, or no, I don't. So that we can explain it or maybe ask for the information in a bit of a different way. You know what I mean?
But it is nice to hear that whatever you might have said, something worked out. And okay, we all have egos. Yes, we do. But a part of what I guess I'm trying to say is I release and false ego as best as I know how, but it is nice to hear somebody. I think it's very kind. It's very heartfelt when someone says, you know, what you mentioned really was nice and helped me and it came to be or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's always good to hear that. Yeah. You're absolutely correct, Amundo, on that. Brenda, what do you think? Would you like to take a call from Pennsylvania? I don't want to force you into anything.
Of course I shall.
All right, then, please.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Brenda.
What can I do for you this evening?
I was wondering if you could tell me about any particular men in my life.
Okay, let's take a peek here. Well, I do see there's a man that comes up right away. But what I'm seeing here is, you know, there's a lot of possibilities around this relationship, you know, but don't be thrown off if the communication is a little sketchy right now. But I do feel that you could definitely come together. There are some things that you probably aren't seeing about what's happening with his life right now. And, you know, he will reveal these to you when he's ready. I feel that in the next 3 weeks, there's a particular coming together with the two of you. And you're going to be a lot more free to express your emotions, not like you were before. So, in other words, I feel it's coming into balance a little more. I also see a man from the past who thinks about you too, but I'm getting a feeling that you've been there, done that, and that energy from that man from the past could very well be kind of negative. Now, this man that I'm seeing here that you're asking about, I feel that there could be a woman that could interfere in this relationship. Is there somebody else around him right now?
He said that the mother of his children left after she had the last baby, but I'm not thinking that that's the story.
And you're thinking that that's a story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you could be quite right in that, because, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to completely throw someone out, you know, especially if they have kids together. So what I'm getting here, and what will be your biggest challenge and what you need to him to come clean to you with, is he's got to tell you about what the relationship is between him and this woman, because she is in and out of his life right now. I do believe that there's monetary things around it. Are they in love? Is this a challenge to a budding relationship between the two of you? I'm not seeing that, but there is a relationship between the two of them.
Okay. Yeah. They had four children together, and the oldest one's 11. So obvious, and the youngest one's like 4. So yeah, this obviously he's taking her back to his side of the story.
Yeah.
She's left. I can only take that with a grain of salt.
Well, know that there's in and out, because this woman cannot stand on her own right now. She's having financial difficulties, so she does need his help. Is what I see.
Okay.
So, you know, this is a thing that's going to take a while. It's going to take patience, and it's also going to take perseverance and you being able to kind of stand aside to allow some of these things to fall into place, because it's messy. It doesn't look like a clean cut thing. I mean, you're not getting together with a guy who's completely free. He's got all this stuff around him right now.
Right. And I'm just wondering if it's even worse. What time I have invested into the relationship, if it's even worth it.
Well, you know one thing. He's not going to abandon his kids, but
is going to
be a relationship
No.
between him and her. But it doesn't mean that the two of you can't have something special. And, you know, when I look into him and his true intent, he would like to have things work out between the two of you.
Okay, because he hasn't indicated that.
I feel that that's coming. It's not there yet. There's some communication issues right now that I'm seeing that are blocking this. But, you know, this could change in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I know it's a second question. I have a possible interview for an internship tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that looking promising?
It feels like it's promising, but it also looks like it's not there's not a lot of money in there. Is it just for free that you're doing this?
Yes, I need an internship. Yes. to graduate.
You know what? You're going to be the best candidate that they have. Definitely. Okay. The one who's got the time and the opportunity and the talents to do this. So it looks like you'll get this internship.
Thank you.
Okay?
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wonderbar. Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome.
You guys just, do you still get just as drained as you used to? Or is it have you ever noticed that, I mean, as we get older and start getting into this a little bit more, are you getting drained?
Yeah. Never. Never.
Never,
I, you know, I do sometimes. Never. Sometimes I get so much good energy back. And it's not...
I'm like that.
It's not... from because of particular people, just sometimes, but it, as I've gotten older, things are different. I just, you know, what is this age all about? This aging process all about? But you know what? I get drained sometimes when I don't feel that some people, when they really want some insight and I give my all to it. And the next thing you know, they come back and they're still in the same situation.
Yeah.
And
That's just the way of it, though.
Yeah, I know, but that can be draining because it's not just anything other than it is what it is. But that's part of our work, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's not draining at the time. It just, and people always ask me. So after several hours, sometimes the workshops that I'll put on will be 2.5, 3, maybe sometimes 4 hours, and they ask me afterwards, "I bet you're just so drained," and it's like, "Nope, not yet." You know, when I get home.
I can attest to that because he spent like 4 hours at the salon a couple times. And
that's nice that they ask that, though. You know, it is kind of a nice thing.
It is. It is.
It's considerate. It's considerate.
It's considerate, and they think about it. They think about it, especially if they're happen to be one of the last ones to get the reading, like in the circle or whatever. Oh, are you going to have anything left? And it's like, you know, you just kind of pace yourself. And if you've been doing this a long time, it's just so natural, like breathing, you know.
Absolutely. And in fact, you get up with it. You know,
you do.
Lifts you. The energy feeds on itself and you're mm-hmm. not tired when you're doing it. I used to do crazy nights when I was doing karaoke until, I would go and start singing at 9 o'clock and go until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and have to be back up by 3 to do the television show, and did that once a week. But you weren't tired. I mean, I was exhausted. But not in the kind of way that you would think, because doing the show is a passion. Doing karaoke and hosting the show was a passion. And when it all just comes from there, again, it just feeds on itself, doesn't it? So
yeah.
I want to read something from someone in our chat room. They had overheard that we were talking about getting feedback, and she wants to share this. And Lady Brenda, listen up. This is from a lady, I believe it's a lady, it's Shazire. And said, "I spoke with Lady Brenda before, and she was the best psychic I ever spoke with. Amazing. I was able to connect with her again today. Well, she predicted I was pregnant when blood tests showed I wasn't and was only 2 weeks. My son is not going to be 8 months on the 18th. She also predicted that this would be my baby, meaning I would be raising this child alone, and she was right. Father hasn't seen a son ever. But nice to come across someone real and genuine."
That's lovely.
Huzzah, huzzah.
See, that's a nice thing. Those are
that
nice.
That is really nice. Thank you so much. I love it when a plan comes together.
Isn't it great? It really is. Like Maureen said, you know, as we say this, hopefully people know us by now. They've come to know our personalities, and they know that we're not boastful or egotistical about what we do. But it's really great to get that type of feedback. It's like, wow, yeah, you know, because I think for most of us, we're just as amazed sometimes. It's like, well, you know, it's not like, well, sure, of course it came out, but
yeah,
that's great. You know, the flow and information, isn't spirit amazing in what they do? You know what I mean? Because that's how I look at it. It's always, I'm sidestepped. It's not me. There's times when I'm doing my workshops and something will come through and I'm like, ooh, that was good. I need to write that. My life, you know.
That's right. And you know, it doesn't have anything to do with being right or wrong, but it does have something. It is nice to know that, you know, what Because you know what? That's a perfect example of what she just spoke about, Brenda. A lot of the things I was reading what she's saying are things that other people would go against because, oh, the story goes like this. Oh, that would never happen. So a lot of other, well, I won't go with it. Brenda, good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bobby and Steve, also good work.
Well, I think we all do. And you know, one of the things that we were talking about with our guest was the power in energy, the power in all of us being together. And, you know, that just increases the more that we're comfortable we are with each other. We support, we back each other up. And it's really nice. I loved, you know, when you came to town and we had that panel that we had.
So neat. We have to do it again. We must do it again.
Do it again and do a gallery type of readings for everyone. Take
yes,
because that we didn't have enough time to answer enough questions. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. And I just think that would be awesome to be able to do that, especially, you know, with as long as we've been with each other now. We're going on, what are we going on, our second year now since I've joined
the
team?
We are. It's our second year.
You all have been together.
I'm a little longer, but that's just because I'm older.
No, but with this specific
group. Oh, no, you're right.
We've been together over a year now.
Yeah, we have. It's been over a year. I remember because of my father's and Bobby, and that's how I met Bobby, and he said this now. And
I said something about her dad, and she bought it. I'm like, whatever.
No, I bought it. It was such a small little thing. It was so right, Bobby. And I introduced myself to you because I go, oh, yeah, here's a new guy. And it has been over a year from October, November, December. Yeah, going on a year and a half.
Thanksgiving was a year.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it was because I was taking time off. So it was probably because October. Well, you know what is? We do have a really good foursome thing going on here.
Steve is trying to join in and talking and laughing right now, but he doesn't realize his mute button is on, probably.
No, I do. I'm happy listening. Happy listening. But it is over a year because we did the Thanksgiving show the year before last.
Mm-hmm.
So it's well over a year, isn't it now?
Yeah. Who's doing the show next week? Who's got it?
Yeah, you know, I am. Would you like me to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, why don't you? I don't think we're closing out right away, but I'm gonna get, you want to tell us? Yeah.
Yes, I certainly would. Okay, next week is on forgiveness, and this is a big thing for me, everybody. But I do think that it's a big thing for a lot of people. But Dr. Philip Friedman, PhD, will be on. He's a licensed clinical psychologist and psychotherapist. He's been practicing psychotherapy and healing for 30 years plus in the Philadelphia suburbs. He's also the director of the Foundation for Well-Being. You know, and he has some really great books, but one thing that I'm going to go on with this theme for our show, for forgiveness, according to him, and I really like where he's coming from, the root of almost all emotional problems, depression.
I can't begin to thank you all enough for stopping in to listen to the show tonight. Smiley face.
Am I not done talking?
Are you? Yes.
Excuse you, Bobby.
Okay. So the root of almost all emotional problems, Bobby, is depression, guilt, and you know, otherwise. So anyway, please join us next week because he will talk about how the effects of forgiveness is very important for our spiritual well-being. There you have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to listen to this because I'm an Italian. And you know what? We forgive, but we never forget.
I know about the Italians. And I'm tired of living in non-forgiveness. I always think I can forgive. But it's
well, forgiveness is huge, and so many people get hung up on it. And a lot of people think forgiveness is, well, I will, you know, like Brenda said jokingly, you know, I forgive you, but I will never forget it. And be on guard. And that's not true forgiveness, you know.
No, and it doesn't mean to be.
Oh, well, spank me.
You don't need to see the person, but it's for yourself to be able to go on for your spiritual. It's really to do for you. I mean, I know this stuff, and I haven't yet been able to do it.
I know. I think that we all have to remind ourselves to do it because it, you know, it can really put you in a negative place. What it does, it creates blocks around us.
Yeah, and I walk an example of that.
As soon as we realize, it becomes easier to forgive. As soon as you realize it, forgiveness really has nothing to do with the other person. You have
I
to
know.
soothe your own tones, don't you? Because they feel somehow if they forgive the other person that that means, well, they get away with it, you know, or there's no justice done or
And it's that. Not that. And it's a prime example of why I'm a mess, because I haven't really, I know it, I'm wise, but I need to, so hopefully you'll help me.
we were coming down to the wire, but I noticed that somebody, the Bionic Man, came in, and I believe I know who that is, but asked if they could ask a question in the chat room, and I'm going to say, yeah. So if he hurries, we can do that, and maybe we can just kind of chit-chat for a moment here until he types his question out. I'm sure, again, if it's who I think it is, I'm pretty sure that he'll have to hunt and peck using typing methods. So
he says, if I call, I will cry. Oh, no.
Yeah, he's been here before, I remember.
His name is Keith, and I know we're good friends. Keith, try to, if you can, hurry it along and use all your fingers when you type. See if that helps. I'm just teasing him. And I don't know, who's up next, actually, for our readings? I'm not sure.
I just read.
You just read. So would that be Marina? I can't remember what the order is.
Steve is up. It'd be Steve.
So Steve, the Bionic Man, I don't know if you've been following along in the chat. He says he's in a very, very bad way emotionally.
Okay. I'm
not sure what his question is from that, but, you know, maybe as you're tuning in, he'll type out more of the question here.
Okay.
Are you
dead air?
Like, are you?
I thought you were waiting for him to type the question.
Oh well, now you're tuning in already. Sorry. So yes, we can. So he's just in a bad way emotionally, and I guess I would sense that probably the question is it going to get, you know, any better, or can we kind of see the light of where he's at and almost suicidal?
Yeah, I mean, when I tune into him, I feel that
He's
not just distraught because of one thing. It's a time in his life when three issues have come up at once, it seems to me. And it seems relationship-oriented, but also there's the issue of finances, and there's the issue of his home. So this is what I see. I feel that he's been in love. I feel that his finances were pretty good, that he was okay financially, and then all of a sudden everything just turned upside down. I feel that the relationship has either ended or there are problems in the relationship, and he feels really defeated. He feels that there's really no way forward for him. He feels like giving up. But it's really important that he stops to recognize that despite all of these challenges coming up all at once, and despite his upset, he does have a lot to be grateful for. He does have a role to play, and he does have a bright future. I feel as though his finances will pick up. I feel as though money will come to him in April, early April. But I do feel that there's going to be a change in his residence. And I feel that that's one of the things that he feels on the horizon that's making him feel uncomfortable. But I really feel that he should embrace the opportunity to move forward. He needs to move into the future rather than looking to the past. And I do feel that things will work out well for him in time. I feel like he needs to stay really balanced. He needs to let go of what hasn't been working. And he needs to recognize that fantastic things are going to happen. I feel by October of this year, he'll be in really good shape, and he will look back and be grateful for what has occurred. And although in the moment we don't feel that that could ever be so, he will look back and be grateful that his life changed so much. And as I said, I feel that middle of October, particularly by the 17th, he will be very well settled and content.
I agree with you. Very nice. And Keith, of course, you know, I'm only a phone call away. We don't live that very far from each other. So we haven't been able to kind of get together in the past and stuff like that. But obviously we of course we'll make the time. So let's not get to that point. I know you say that you're to that point. I don't think you're quite there yet, but it certainly feels like it because I know you. So give me a call and let's arrange to get together. And with that, I think that's pretty much going to do it this evening. So I appreciate everybody stopping in for the show and listening to our guest and our wonderful concept. You can still find more about her on our guest page. But then, like I say, it's going to switch over to Maureen for Maureen's show next week. And she told us all about that. Meanwhile, if you do want anything else, any other type of information or like to talk to any of us, we are on psychicaccess.com hopefully after the show, and you're more than welcome to visit us there. With our goodbyes, Maureen.
I say goodbye and good night, and Bionic Man, bless your heart.
And Brenda.
Yes, goodbye, and Bionic Man. You know what? We're always here for you. Really.
Thank you, Bobby. Great show. I look forward to the show next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Psychicaccess.com.